12th chapter, verse 19. We have Abraham here we're dealing with, don't we? And Abraham lying. He's a liar, isn't he? The Bible, you know, if a guy was trying to purport a false religion, would you have anybody lying in there, any of your people? You wouldn't do that. But the Bible just tells the truth like it is. Abraham is a man of faith, isn't he? He's the father of the faithful. He's the father of our salvation, as far as the lineage of our salvation. Yeah, he's all of this, but he was an imperfect man, wasn't he? Because we are all imperfect. There's not going to be any man-made object in the new heavens and the earth, new earth. Not one man-made object, because that will typify and tell you one thing, that there is nothing in man that can get him into heaven, because there will be no man-made objects in heaven whatsoever. Better get my glasses on that I can see with here. It starts out, we're in 12 and 19, and it starts from the right-hand side of the page to going left. It says, Lama, Amarta, Achoti, Ki, Wa Ega, Ota, Li Isha, Wa Ata, Kinre, Ishtika, Kach, Wilek. And here we have why. Lama means why. That is interrogative, isn't it? Interrogative? What's interrogative mean, Brother Roger?
It's asking a question.
Asking a question. That's interrogative. Roto'o in Greek. To ask a question, to interrogate. He's interrogating, why have you said? Second person masculine singular, cal perfect. What's second person masculine singular in person? Who is that? Who is that? Roger?
So, second person is he.
Okay, let's look at this.
It's masculine.
Okay, first person is what?
I.
Second person is what?
You.
Okay, third person?
He, she, or it.
He?
But there's no it in
Hebrew. No it in Hebrew. Okay, and that's singular. Now over here in plural. Okay, first person plural is?
We.
Second person plural?
We.
You all? Are ye? That is actually ye. Old English ye. That's second person plural. And then third person plural?
All y'all.
They. Okay, they. That's who they are. You got that, owner? This is the persons. And we have that in Greek and in Hebrew. Why have you said, second person masculine singular, this is an interrogative, and it's cal, sim, and it's perfect tense. What's perfect tense mean? It's done. Why have you done this? He did it. He done did it. Okay? He done did it. He said, why have you said, my sister, Achote, my sister? This is the same root that it means brother, doesn't it? It's like Adelphi and Adelphos in Greek. She and I took and kept on taking. Look at that. Wa ega. And here it comes. The root is likach. That's the root of this word. And it's first person construct, singular, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And let's look at that. I know this sounds really complicated, doesn't it? First person singular is what? Ona?
First person.
I. All right. I. And then cal stem, it's simple, active. And wow, consecutive, and perfect, Brother Roger.
It's an action of taking and continuing to take.
He took and continued to take. Ota. Ota is her. That actually is an et with a suffix on it, isn't it? All right. Took her. Le. To me, a preposition with a suffix on it also. To me, le ish sha. That le on the front of that is what, Brother Roger?
It's not preposition, it's the other one.
Well, no, it's a preposition here.
It's
a preposition here.
Okay.
It means for or to, and then ish. What does ish mean, Ona? You wonder what ish means? How about that, Pamela? What's ish mean? Ish. Huh? No, not ish. What's ish mean?
Yeah.
Man. Okay, what's the ish of?
Wife.
Out of man. Out of man. Here we have man and we have out of man. And the ish is the root of it, but we have li-ish-sha. See that double S-H in there? From that shin with a dogish in the middle of it? For a wife. For a wife. Now, all words for woman mean out of man, because women were taken out of man, or woman was taken out of man. And then wa-ata. And now, look at that. And now, hine, behold. That's the interjection there. Wow, you know. Behold, your wife, Ishtika, the wife of you. Now, here he gives him the commandments. All right? Kak, that's the word. And that is imperative. It's masculine singular. All right? And how should we translate this, Brother Roger? Kak.
Okay. It's masculine singular you. Imperative, that's the command to do it.
Yeah.
Cal shows the action. And he wants him to do it now.
Get out of here. Take your woman and get. Take her and get out of here. All right? And then it says, walik. And you walk. Get walking right now. Get to walking. Imperative, masculine, singular, cow. You walk. Get out of here and start walking. And keep on going. Keep on going. Take your woman and walk and get out of here. And this is Pharaoh now. Wasa. Allah. Perol. Anashim. Why? Shalehu. Ota. Waeth. Ishto. Weeth. Kal. Asher. Lo. Let's look at some of these words now. These Hebrew words. From right to left. Waso. What's on the front of that word, Brother Roger?
Conjunction.
That's a conjunction. Page 253. It's wa. That's what it looks like. Just like that. That's what it looks like there. That's a conjunction. Okay? Wa. And this conjunction is also impregnated, bounded with what? A verb. Okay? All right? Wa saw. It is third person masculine singular. So what's third person masculine singular, Pamela?
He.
All right, third person masculine. He. All right, he. And then we have PL stem. What's PL stem tell us?
With force.
He's mad. PL stem, he means he's really aggravated, and this is intense. This is intensity. And he commanded with great force. He was screaming here, people. He's hollering. He's mad. See, you don't see that in English, but you see it in the Hebrew. Okay? Beautiful. And then, wow, consecutive and perfect. Pamela? Wow, consecutive and perfect. Tell us about that. He did it and kept on doing it with force. He didn't say one time, get out of here. He didn't say twice, get out of here, but he kept on hollering at him and said, get that woman and get out of here. He commanded him concerning him, Elah, Pharaoh. What's Pharaoh mean? Do you know what Pharaoh means, Jedem Ona? What's Pharaoh mean? Pharaoh. What?
King?
What's it mean, Pamela?
What?
What's Pharaoh mean?
Okay.
man that lives in the big house. See there, you remembered that. The man that lives in the big house. The big guy. The man that lives in the palace. That's Pharaoh. He's the king. All right? And then Anashim. Anashim. What about this word Anashim? It comes from aner, doesn't it? And in the English, or in the Greek, what would it be? Andros. Andros. Men. That im on the end it means a lot of them. Anashim, masculine men. Okay? And so he's going to give them an escort? Is he going to give him an escort? Make sure he leaves? He wants him out of here. He wants him gone. Why shalihu? Why shalihu? That wa on the front of it there, that is a conjunction. And then yishalihu, that is a third person masculine plural. So who is this? Who's third person masculine plural? Look up here at the little diagram. They, third person masculine plural. Maybe you don't understand English when you come to these classes, but you begin to understand English better than you ever understood English before, because you never understand English until you study a foreign language. That's what gets your English together. Because English language is not inflected, is it? You have to use all of these adjectives and adverbs and pronouns and everything to explain. And in one word, in Hebrew, you have a whole sentence sometimes. In one word. Let's look at this one word. Why shalihu? And they sent away. How did they do it? PL stem. Now, what's PL stem mean, Ona? What's this PL stem? Violence. Intensity. They're mad. They're empowered with hate or force or anger. And all right?
PL stem power?
Yeah.
The PL stem.
PL stem. PL. Remember, PL means force. You know how that Cain killed Abel? What kind of stem was it in, Brother Roger?
PL
stem. With hatred and anger, he killed. He stabbed and stabbed and stabbed and stabbed. He didn't stab him one time. Cain cut Abel to pieces. He slit his throat. He sliced him inside and out. He chopped him to pieces in the PL stem with intensity. And they sent him away with great intensity and kept on sending him away. And it means to shoot or send away. In other words, they were kicking him out.
All the way
to the border of their country. It's like shooting an arrow, and it's like kicking a football. And I think that they were prodding those camels along. What did Abraham get from Pharaoh?
Money and a flock.
Money and a lot of camels and a lot of bulls and cows, maybe elephants. Who knows? He got a lot of livestock for this wife of his. And what else did Abraham get? What else did he get? Maid servants. And what else, Brother Roger? He got a wife. Pharaoh gave him his daughter as his wife. And that daughter was Hagar. And what does Hagar mean? Wandering. She would wander and wander and wander. And this is the daughter of Pharaoh. And why did Pharaoh give his daughter from his concubine to Abraham? Why did it happen? For a political alliance. See, Abraham is giving his sister, so-called, to Pharaoh. And so now our children are going to be relatives. And then I'm going to give you my daughter for your wife. And those children will be our relatives. So why are we going to fight each other? Because now we're relatives. That's what you call a political marriage. You got that? Did you know before that this was Pharaoh's daughter? Well, all right. And they're supposed to be his wife. Now, he didn't take her for his wife immediately, did he? But he had her. And he shot him away. He kicked him out. Shot him away. What?
I thought Sarah gave
Well, she was... She was Abraham's, but he let her be Sarah's servant instead of his wife. She was Sarah's servant. He gave her to Sarah instead of taking her for a wife. And then Otah means to him, sent him away with force. That et there, that's the sign of direct object, and then we have a suffix on the end of it. Him, third person masculine singular suffix. And then we eth, we have another conjunction, and then we have another sign of the direct object. And we translate that, and Ishto, his wife. Ishto. And call all things. Now you have a practical substance there. It says all there, Brother Roger, but it also, it has a practical substance, which means all things which. All things which to him, that he gave to him. He didn't want anything back from Pharaoh because, or he didn't want anything back from Abraham because Pharaoh thought it was poisoned. He thought it was cursed. Wa ya'allah. Avram. Memitraim. Hu. We ishto. We call. Asher. Lo. We lot. Imo. Ha negba. You like that? You're saying this with us, Ona? You'll look at that and pretty soon you'll be able to pronounce it also. Believe it or not. You'd be surprised. Won't you, Pam? Pam didn't know a bit of Hebrew when you came in here. Now she can answer these questions about grammar and everything. Why ya'al? All right. This root here on this thing. And he went up. It's third person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. He went up and kept on going, Abram. What's Abram mean, Pamela? Abram. Avram. What's Avram mean? Remember that one? How about that one? Ona, you remember what Avram means? Avram? How about it, Brother Roger?
Exalted Father.
Exalted Father. Exalted Father. All right. Mem Mitzrayim. Mem Mitzrayim. Mem there on the front of that is a preposition, isn't it? It comes from men, and it means it's in the oblative case, isn't it? An oblative means what? A case of origin. He sent him out from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Brother Rogers, what's this Mitzrayim?
Land of red canals and canals and red banks.
Okay, land of red mud and canal banks. Because why? Because Egypt was an irrigated land. It was irrigated land, irrigated from the Nile, and they had all kinds of little devices and canals and irrigation ponds and everything to irrigate this land. And they didn't depend on rainfall, did they? They depend on solid irrigation. So they were the best place in the world. I mean, all through the Middle East, they depended on dry land farming, like they do in the Midwest. Well, in the Midwest and in the sometimes in Texas and Oklahoma, they depend on dry land farming. They go out there and plant wheat and expect God to rain on it, or expect it to rain, and it comes, the crop comes up, and they go out. They don't have to do anything. They just go out there and it's dry land farming out here, boy. You got to fight the weeds and everything else. Of course, they got weeds back there too, but that ground back there, you can dig in the ground. Ona, you ever been back to Oklahoma and Texas?
I've been to Texas.
Okay. Back there, when you've been there, Brother Roger, you live there. You own some land there. You dig down in that clay, and what do you find about a foot or two deep?
Rock.
Well, sometimes rock, but you find mud. Underneath that, there's a lot of rainfall, and you get a crust on top of it, but down underneath, there's moisture, and that clay just seals it in, that moisture does. And you plant cotton down there, and the roots go down, and they find that water, and they grow, and they grow, and they grow. Dry land farming. Well, Egypt was not dry land farming. Egypt was irrigated lands. From Mithram, the bulwark, the canal banks, and land of red mud and canal banks. And then it says he, that's the third person pronoun there, by the way, that he. And it can be masculine or feminine, according to what ending it goes with it. And then Waishto, Waishto, and his wife. And all the things we call, and all the things which to him. And then look at this other guy, look at this other character down here. That is the third line down, almost, and the third word from the right. See that word, Ona? It's we loat, we loat, we loat. What does we loat mean? We loat. We loped. Brother Mike, what does we loped mean?
What is what?
We loped. Loped. Loped.
Loped.
Loped. Loped. L-O-W-T. Loped.
I don't know.
Who is that character? Pamela? Loped. Who is loped?
Secret or dark?
Yes, it does. It means secret or dark or hidden. And that's what Lot's name meant. Here we're talking about Lot. Lot's name means secret, hidden, or dark secrets. That's Lot. Lot. And then M-O. M-O. What about M-O here, Brother Roger?
Well,
with.
Yeah.
With him.
With him.
Okay, you're going to see. And then Hag Nigma. Hag Nigma. 13 and verse 1. Genesis 13 and verse 1. And what does Ha Nigba mean? Ha means what?
It's a definite article. The.
Okay, that's the. And it means South Country. That's what it means. South Country. The South Country. The South Country. 13 and verse 2. Wa Abram. Kabed. Meod. Ba Migne. Ba Kiseth. U-ba-za-aba. Ahab, that is. U-ba-za-hab. And Abram. Kabed. What does that word kabed there mean? Brother Roger?
Well, it's like a derivative of money, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's indicating that this guy's rich.
He had silver fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the book of James, it calls those rich guys gold fingers. Here we got silver fingers because this is silver. That's what it's talking about, silver money. And money was actually in bars and coined way late back there. Way early in the land. And so he had a lot of coins. He had a lot of coins. My friend that I used to work with, in slop wagon, that's a garbage truck. When I was a young man, I'd go out there and work on a garbage truck and be out there from 2 o'clock in the morning going picking up people's garbage, and we'd go through all that garbage because sometimes we'd find kaseth, silver and gold, watches. People would throw away things in their garbage.
Is that in Bakersfield?
In Bakersfield, yeah. We'd go up there in that rich neighborhood, and some people go in there when somebody died, and they just go clean house and start dumping the drawers in the garbage can. I made more money digging in the garbage cans than I did on that route. I got $15 a day, and it was hard work. I worked from 2 o'clock in the morning till about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And it was hard work. We ran all the time, run from one house to the other, and dump the stuff in there. And when we're going from one house to the other, we're going down digging through this stuff to make sure that there's not something valuable in there and all this junk and slop and everything. We made money. I got copper pots, gold watches, all kinds of stuff, silver and gold, sometimes even coins. They throw money away.
They would take demolishing houses you could find stashed.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did that too. And sometimes you do that. You find old books and things in basements. You'll go underneath there, and sometimes on the rafters down underneath there, you'll find Bibles and books and all kinds of stuff, records and gold and silver and fruit jars full of money. I never found too many of that. Out there on that ranch, there's fruit jars full of money buried out there someplace. Abraham, and Abraham rich. He had silver fingers, exceedingly. Goldfinger. Remember that old James Bond movie, Goldfinger? He had silver fingers. Exceedingly. In Ba Migne. Ba Migne. What's that mean there, Brother Roger?
Well,
preposition on the front of it, isn't it?
Preposition again.
Okay.
And M is, the mem is the preposition.
Yeah.
With. And then it's large stock.
All right, livestock. A lot of livestock. Portable property. That's what you really call it. It's portable property. Have you got any portable property? Something you can drive off with? Indians, we used to live, and we were what we call a nomadic people. We had portable property. We drove horses, and we put the lodge poles on the horses. We wrapped the skins around the what we call the lodge skins around those poles, and just filled it full of stuff, and the horses would drag it, and we'd go on. We'd have horses after horses after horses dragging all of your portable property, and that's portable property. That's what it means there. And portable property, and then ba'ak kesef. That kesef in there. That means what, Brother Roger?
Again, it's money.
Silver. In silver. All right, in silver. And guess what else? You baz zahav.
That's definitely gold.
Okay, now, anybody ever been to Havilah? Havilah.
Yeah.
Havilah.
Weeks ago.
Okay, you were up at Havilah.
Found a beautiful place off the road to drive way up toward a mine, you know, right down, tracking downtown.
Okay. Well, Havilah means gold. Yeah. That was the seat of Kern County one time. Havilah was out there. The old building is out there at Pioneer Village. And in gold. Havilah. All right. La U Baz Zahav. Everywhere Abram went, God blessed him, and he got richer and richer and richer and richer. His increases just kept on increasing, even as ungodly as he was. What did he just do? He was a used car salesman. You know, he lied to this man and got the car back. Got the used car back.
What does the hidden have to do with his name?
Who, Lot?
Yeah, the hidden.
Lot just means hidden. That's what his name means. It means hidden, dark secret.
With Lot's character in some way?
Well, I guarantee you, when he went down there, Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't know he was saved.
That's right.
He was a fifth column. Secret. It was a secret that he was saved, because he sure didn't act like it.
Would you name your child Secret?
Yeah.
Secret.
Lot.
You know that's what it means.
Well, people means, well, a lot of people name her. Well, first of all, what's Luke mean? You have preachers naming their children Luke. What's Luke mean? That's short for Lucifer. Lucifer. Now, we always think about Lucifer, we're thinking about a bad guy. But the name, one of the Gospels in the Bible, matter of fact, this man by the name of Lucifer wrote two books in the Bible. Which book is that?
Acts.
The book of Acts and the book of Luke. His name was Lucifer. Luke for short. That's a short and form of Lucifer. Right? 13 and verse number 3. Wayelech. Le'ma'sa'ah. Min Negev. We'ad. Beth. El. Ad. Ha makom Asher Haya Sham Ahala Batil Hila Ben Bethel Yuvan Hae. Now let's look at this verse. Wa'yelech. What about that word, Brother Roger? What's it literally mean?
Okay, the conjunction is there for and.
Uh-huh.
And so it's third person masculine singular, so it's he.
Okay.
Cal shows the action, while yeah. Consecutive and perfect, so it comes from halak, which is to walk.
Yep.
And so it indicates he walked and he kept on walking.
All right, he walked and he kept on walking. That's third person master singular, cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. See, you're going to learn all this pretty soon, Ona. Le'ma'sa'ah. All right, now tell me about this le'ma'sa'ah, Brother Mike.
I can tell you about Bethel, but that's the only thing.
All right. What's it mean there, Brother Roger?
The lamet is preposition.
Yeah.
The mim also is from. And so it's I don't know that word. But is it like the resting stops?
Yes, it's a rest stop.
Yeah.
He went according to rest stops. From rest stop to rest stop. He went from rest stop to rest stop. Do you have rest areas out here? Do we have these rest areas? They have restrooms and they have trees and picnic tables and all that stuff. Well, back here, these rest areas, they would go so many miles a day and they'd go to a rest area. And these rest areas were places of safety. They had water. And they had a fenced area many times. And what was Joseph and Mary looking for when they went to Bethlehem? They were looking for a rest area. Now, a rest area, let's look at it on the board up here. Here, now it can be like this. It can be round or anything like this. They can use this at a foot of a hill or anything. It could be like in a canyon. But they would have walls around here, walls. Okay, now some of these rest areas, they were a little better. Down here is where all of the common people would stay with their cattle. They'd take out there and throw blankets out on the ground and maybe sleep up with their head against their camel or something like that, or their sheep or whatever, and they'd be in here in little areas in here, little areas. And then if you had money, you were up here, they had apartments. Okay? And all around here, in some places, they would have, if it was a mountainside, it was caves back in there. And all different kinds of caves. Or if it was a rock, if they built this out of rocks, we had little apartments back in there, and it was just like cave areas where that maybe they'd have a tarp over the front of it or blanket or something over the front of this rest area. You could go in there, and you had privacy. And they would have little areas where you could cook, little fire pits and things. So this is what we call a rest area. How many of you knew this? They went according to rest areas. All right? Rest areas. This is what we call biblical archaeology and customs, manners and customs of the Bible times. This is all about. This is what it's all about. So this is a rest area. When Joseph and Mary were looking for a rest area, they couldn't find because there was no room in the rest area. They were all filled up. So they went out there in Bethlehem up in the hills, and there was a cave up there where people kept their cattle. They would take them in when the rains were going and lightning and stuff going on. They'd take and push their cattle back up in here, and they would have a manger in there, and they would have a place where they could water their cattle, and they'd sweep the thing out and everything. And that's what they want. They were back in one of those caves. And just where they, it was an animal shelter. They were back in an animal shelter. It wasn't a barn. It was an animal shelter in a hole in the wall. And all of a canyon. I've seen those there in Bethlehem. They went by rest areas. Okay? Rest areas. When I was very young, we would go back to Oklahoma. When I was young, we'd go back to Paul's Valley and Duncan and Marlowe, and we'd visit my family back there. And when we take off from California, the first time I went there, back there, I went there with my Uncle Jim, and we would go back, and the first place that we stopped was out there in the Mojave Desert. And we got our blankets out, and we laid them all out on the ground with the lizards and whatever was out there, and we pulled our blanket over us, and we slept looking at the stars in the rest area. Now, you know, I don't know whether they allow you to do that at all anymore, but we used to do that. We'd get sandwiches out. We'd get a loaf of bread or whatever, some peanut butter, if we could afford anything like that, some bologna, mayonnaise, mustard, whatever we had, or butter or lard. You know how many lard sandwiches I ate when I was little? Lots of lard sandwiches. Yeah, lard is greasy. Of course it is grease. You slice a piece of lard and you put it between two biscuits like that, and you got something to help it go down the hole with. I mean, it greases the hole that's going down your throat. It doesn't sound very appetizing today, but I tell you what, when you're hungry, that's pretty good. We'd go from rest area to rest area. And then it says, Men Negev. What does that mean, brother?
That, you know, they still use Negev for the South Desert.
Yes, the Negev. Mm-hmm. The Negev. So he went to the Negev, to the South Country. From the South Country, that is. And then we odd. We is a conjunction. page 253 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And then it says, I got to write that down. I don't have it written down. And odd. Odd means what? Odd is like an adverb of place. Unto. Unto Beth-El. Beth-El. Beth. What's Beth mean?
House.
House. El.
God.
House of God. Bethel. All right? Bethel. I used to preach in a Bethel Missionary Baptist Church a long time ago. Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. A new Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. Different ones. Bethel means the house of God. Odd, and what does that mean, Brother Roger?
Adverb of place.
Adverb of place as far as. As far as ha-mikom. The place, as far as the place, which, Asher, a particle of, a relative particle there, a particle of relation, and then haya. Look at this word. Haya means what? What about that word, Pamela? Conjugate that haya for me, would you? Third person masculine and singular. So who's third person masculine and singular, Oma? Up here on the chart. Who's that? He. All right, so we got it. We got he. Third person masculine and singular is he. And what did he do? Brother Mike? This is that word that changes. He wasn't was he? He what?
Became.
He became. And it's what tense, Brother Roger?
It's done. It's perfect.
It's perfect tense. He had become, which he had become, Sham there. And then we have Aholah. Aholah, what means what? It means tent. Really, it means tent pegs. He started driving tent pegs. These people were constantly driving tent pegs. How many of you ever, have you ever gone camping with a tent owner?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And one of the things you do is you try to get flat ground to put the tent on and someplace where you can drive tent pegs to hold it down. I've been out in some of these tents someplace where the wind tried to blow it away. And so you had to...
Had scouts and they rolled in their sleep and had their tent upside down. And
Yeah. You got to tie that tent down. Back out there in that country, the wind blows so hard. Well, you know, Muhammad, he thought the earth was flat. He said God created seven flat earths. That's all he believed the earth was flat because the Catholic Church thought that the earth was flat during his period of time that he lived back there in from 570 to 623 A.D. He thought that the earth was flat. 632, that is. He thought the earth was flat. The Catholic Church thought the earth was flat. You look out there and the earth looks like it's flat, doesn't it? You get out there in that... And those deserts out there, if there's no hills, how many have been out in flat country like Kansas? You think it just goes on forever? Just on and on and on forever. And it looks like it's flat, looks like the earth's flat, doesn't it? Muhammad thought that God put mountains on the earth to hold down the ground so it wouldn't blow away. To hold it down. Like rocks holding down the tent. Or when you go out and put some kind of blanket on the ground, you have to put rocks sometimes when the wind blowing to keep it from blowing away. He thought the earth would blow away if it didn't have these mountains to hold it down. His tent pegs. A man of tent pegs. A lot of tent pegs. A lot of tent pegs. A lot of gold and a lot of silver. Huh? In beginning, Ba-te-hilah. In beginning, between, bayin. Bayin means what, Brother Roger? That means an interval.
Mm-hmm.
Interval. Between, an interval between Bethel, the house of God, Uvan, and another interval, Ai. We know where Ai is later on. We find about this Ai business, don't we? Okay, 13 and verse 4. Mikom. El Mikom. And then ha mizbeah. Asher. Asa. Sham. Bari sona. Wig yikra. Yikra. Sham. Abram. Beshem. Hadavar. Now the word Hadavar there is not what that word means. Now you got the modern Jews, they say this word is Adonai because they don't pronounce that. I guarantee it's not pronounced Adonai. And I guarantee it's not pronounced Jehovah, nor anything that we know how to say. El. Unto. Now this word El here, what is this? It's not God, is it, Brother Rogers? This is what? A preposition. Page 40 still. Same place in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and then Macomb. It means from the place. Unto, from place, ha, miz, biah. From the altar. What altar? Who built an altar in Bethel?
Jacob.
Abraham built an altar in Bethel. The altar which... Asa, he had made. Let's look at that word, Brother Roger. Conjugate that Asa for me, would you please?
Sure. So, third person masculine singular.
Okay, hold on right there. Who's third person masculine singular, Ona?
He.
He. Absolutely. See, you getting this stuff. All right, he did what?
So, it shows some action from the cow.
Uh-huh.
And it's perfect, so it's something that's been accomplished.
He had made. What did he make? An altar. Sham. What does the word Sham mean?
Monument.
Monument pillar or something. This was a monument pillar. This is a marker. This altar was a marker where he'd go back again. And then it says Barisona. Barisona. And that means in first. In the first. He did this earlier in his life, didn't he? At first he did this. And he would go back to this altar and he would pray and seek the face of God again. And then we have Yikra, Yikra, Yikra. Wah on the front of that is what, Pamela?
A conjunction.
All right. And Yikra, Yikra. It. What? How do we conjugate this verb here, Brother Roger?
And again, third person masculine singular.
So what's third person masculine singular again, Ona? He. All right.
Cal stem
is what? Simple, active, and then wow, consecutive and perfect. What's wow, consecutive and perfect mean?
So he did it and he continued to do it.
Okay, he called and he kept on calling. There, Sham, there, Abram, Beshem. Beshem. Now look at that Beshem. What's on the front of that Beh? What's that Beh on the front of that, Pamela? Beh. What's that Beth on the front of this? That's a preposition, page 88, Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Okay? That's a preposition on page 88. Bashem. He calls on the name or the monument or the person of what? We don't have to say this word. So the Jews would call it Hadavar or Hashem. Hadavar means what, Brother Mike?
Lord.
Hadavar, the word. The word. Okay? In the New Testament, it's whole logos. Here it's Hadavar. And what is that word? What word we pronounce in English, even though we don't know how to pronounce it? That's Jehovah. That's Jehovah. So he keeps on calling on the name of Jehovah. There. He goes there to meet Jehovah. And he's asking Jehovah questions. 13 and verse 5. We gom. Lilot. Hahelek. Et. Abram. Haya. Son. You Bakar. We Ohalim. We Gom. And also. Gom means also. That means that's a cumulative. And also. And also Lelot. Lelot. What's Lot again, Brother Mike? That's Lot. That's his nephew Lot. Lelot. To Lot. And Lot is Ha-Helek. Ha-Helek. What's this mean, Brother Roger? Ha-Helek.
You got
a definite article in front of it, don't we?
And you got the word to walk that's been conjugated to be cal perfect, masculine, singular.
Yeah. Masculine, singular, cal perfect. So it's he did it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He walked and kept on walking. Abram. Hayah. And he became. He became. Now, he became. This is the word became. What does became mean, Brother Mike? To change from one state to the other. Now, how would Abraham's flock became? Every time they had babies, they would become larger, wouldn't they? The flock would become larger. So it says, and he became, or kept on becoming, or had become, perfect actually, flocks. Zone. What about this flock? Zone. What's a zone, Brother Roger?
So zone. It's like sheep?
It's sheep, goats, and little cattle. And why are they called zone? What are not called boker?
Well, a boker is big enough to do plowing.
Pull a plow. These are small cattle, so that can't pull a plow.
Right.
They can't pull farm implements at all. They can't pull a plow. So this is too small to pull a plow. This is a small cattle. What? Yeah, these are little, not cows at all. These are goats and sheep.
Yeah, like yearlings.
Yeah. They don't use them for breaking up the ground. A goat you don't use to pull a plow. A plow is too big for a goat, but it's not too big for a boker, a big cow, a cow, an ox. Flocks and herds. Boker. What's boker mean there, Brother Roger?
To break the ground.
Large domesticated cows that break the ground. Okay? And tents. Tent pegs. To pitch a tent. To live in tents. They lived in tents. All right? This word boker there means to plow, to break ground. It also means early morning at daybreak. All of this comes from this word boker.
Boker-tov.
Boker-tov, good day. Yeah. Boker-tov, good day. Good morning. Good break of day. All right, do you have any questions here? Brother Mike, you got any questions so far? Learned anything so far? All right. How about you, Brother Roger? You got any questions? Ona, did you get something tonight different? Did you learn a little something? How about it, Pamela? All right. Let's do one more verse, and then I'm going to turn you loose on the world. Okay? Wilo. Nasa. Otam. Haaretz. Leshivet. Yada. Ki haya. Rekusham. Rav. Wilo. Ya kilu. Lashevet. Yaha. And not. Look at that little adverb of negation there. See that? We low. And not. And not. And now we have third person masculine singular, cal perfect. Third person masculine singular only is what? He. All right? If it was third person feminine singular, it would be she. Okay? Second person would be you, singular. Third person, plural, would be they. And you know what gender they were, too. And not, he could bear them. And not, he could bear them. Could hold them up. Third person, masculine, singular, cow perfect, not had been able to bear them the land. All right, now we have third person masculine singular, but in grammatically, what should it be, Brother Roger?
Feminine.
But it's masculine.
Because the earth is feminine.
But who's bearing up the earth? The Lord. The land, Haaretz. The land. And then we have Cal infinitive construct, and it's La Shevet. La on the front of this word is not a preposition, is it, Brother Roger?
No.
It shows the sign of an infinity. And what's an infinity? You know what an infinity is? To be, to go, to run, to jump, to hike, to fly, and to dwell. Here, to dwell. That's an infinity. Yahdo. Together. Ki there is because, haya, he had become their movable property. What does that mean? What's movable property? That's goats and sheep, Ona. You have some of those? Oh, you got movable property. You can drive it, can't you? You can move it from one place to the other. You can follow the grass. Movable property. Great. Vast. The herds were vast. They had increased to the thousands. And not, they were able, they had been able, third person construct plural, that's they, Cal perfect, not they had been able to sit or to dwell, and look at that again, La Shevet, that means it's Cal infinitive construct was the infinity, that means to dwell or to set together. They could not dwell or to set together. Now we started with 12:15 tonight, didn't we? No? 12. We start out with 12:15 tonight?
No.
12:19 through 13:7. That's where we occupy tonight. Did you get something out of it? Write down what you learned tonight. Write down someplace what you learned. Okay? Yes, that's them. That is third person plural.
Okay, so
and it could be masculine or feminine. And in Greek, it could be neuter.
Okay, so where would the word them come in at for the third?
Third person masculine
them
plural.
Would be the
yeah. Okay. Third person masculine plural. Okay.
Them would be like
okay. Yeah. All right. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Third person masculine singular, second person masculine singular, first person masculine singular. First person plural is we, second person plural you all or ye, third person plural is they. Okay, you got it? Thank you for your attention tonight. Ona, would you dismiss this prayer, please?